And yes, there is an inauguration for incumbents on re-election.
Yes, sir, there is.
You know, this is our 45th president, but it is our 48th vice president.
Okay.
Looking through.
Interesting.
And if you look through it, there's actually a lot of different times that the vice president was, and I didn't have time to do the research, but there was no vice president.
It was vacant.
Yes.
A couple times when we had assassinations, at the beginning of the century, 1900s, when Teddy Roosevelt went from vice president to president, there was a pretty big hole, duration of time.
FDR had three vice presidents.
Okay, I couldn't name any of them.
No, me neither. Truman.
Okay,
his last one, Truman, was then elected as the
fall. Okay. All right. Awesome. I should have known that because I was just at the Truman Library a month ago.
Trump is the fifth president from New York.
Really?
Two states have had more presidents. Any ideas which states?
Got to be
Ohio.
Virginia.
That's it, the two, Virginia and Ohio. Now, which
hey,
one?
We make a good team, Mike.
Awesome.
Which one of those is most?
My next guess was going to be Louisiana. We need more presidents from Louisiana. It would just kind of ease everybody up a little bit.
A little gumbo in the...
little gumbo, yeah. Let's have a little gumbo.
Fado-do.
Let's have a fado-do and talk this through, Shaq.
Play a little bourrée.
Yeah, let's solve the world crisis with a game of bourrée.
and some live crawfish.
And some live crawfish. Let's have us a crawfish, boy.
Seven from Ohio, eight from Virginia.
Okay. Well, there you go. I tell you where I would have liked to have been yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Bisbee, Arizona.
Oh, not D.C.?
Because when you walk down the street of Bisbee, you'll pass one gun shop. Then the next shop will be like the farthest left-leaning liberal shop on the planet. Then the next shop will be some isolationist, far right-wing kook. And you walk down the street, and it's just...
all owned by the same guy?
No, and they all come out. They all come outside and have coffee with each other. I would have loved to have been in Bisbee yesterday. For the next inauguration, I'm going to Bisbee.
Well, our staycation winners just went to Bisbee last weekend.
Did they?
Yeah. You know, election or not, it's a great little town to hang out in.
It's quirky.
Kind of funky and fun.
Kinda.
Right? Kinda.
It's more than kinda.
Well, it's got a lot of history.
Yes.
A lot of great places to eat.
Bisbee Breakfast Club.
Looks like that's a...
And you know what I just found out?
Hmm.
Bisbee Breakfast Club has opened in Mesa. I don't have to drive to Bisbee for breakfast anymore.
Well, I don't want to take away our excuses to go, though. We got to go down there and spend a weekend. It's got just as much as you love Arizona history, all kinds of tours and stuff, places to eat, lots of stairs to hike up and down and just kind of tour around the town and see the architecture of the day.
Pretty geology around there.
Yeah.
Pretty country.
So, and if you want to stay down there, we have a couple partners down there. Of course, our wonderful Copper Queen.
Can't beat
hotel,
that.
Just grand hotel of the miners era.
At one time, it was said to be the grandest hotel west of the Mississippi River.
I still think it ranks up there.
For
historic hotels. And now we have a new partner, the Letson Loft Hotel, which also right on Main Street has seen lots of history. Has even burned down one time. But now it's a little unique boutique kind of hotel. So we got to check that one out, too. Our guests, our winners just stayed down there last week.
I haven't stayed there. I'm interested to get their feedback because apparently that went through a pretty significant renovation fairly recently. So I'll be curious to see.
Yeah, all updated, historic but updated. Very comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our winners got to take a basket from Sibley's West, which is another one of our new partners, SibleysWest.com, also local store in Chandler.
And that it's in the East Valley, and it's all Arizona-originated gifts?
They represent 200 Arizona artists, and they have 4,000 items local.
A great place to log on to for sending gifts all across the country. And Sibley's West.
SibleysWest.com. And if you want to send something with Arizona flavor, And of course, we always have good things in the car. Sometimes it's Soretta Candy or Coyote Odie out of
can't beat those.
Glendale, Soretta Candy, local candy maker, and Coyote Odie, best cookies you ever ate. And of course, Sphinx State Ranch, another local.
You know, I've heard a lot of good things about Coyote Odie. I haven't had one yet. Every time they come to the office.
Oh, you're so full of
it. Every time they come to the office, Stan gets them before I. He eats a whole basket before I even can unwrap one.
They're so good that the guys over at Sanderson have been known to sneak out one before it goes on staycation, so I've had to start ordering them their own. I won't name any names.
Coyote Odie. I have had them. And I've had them fresh right out of the store.
Well, if you go in the store, they'll put it on top of the ice cream, and they'll sauce on top.
Oh, la, la. That's what I'm talking about.
So tell us about the cars people can take off in.
Any Ford you want. Sanderson Ford keeps, like, you know, they got 64 acres of cars, new and used. And so you can kind of go over to this one little corral area that they've got where they have all the vehicles that are demo, all the newest, greatest, featured, nicest cars. And you just go out there and pick the one you want to go in. And they give you the car for, they're very generous. You know, we've always said the staycation's a weekend. But sometimes people have had the car for 3 days, 4 days. You know, they're very generous with that.
And it doesn't matter what days of the week. It doesn't have to be a weekend. They fit your schedule.
Exactly.
Just very accommodating.
Very accommodating. So you go to rosieonthehouse.com and register to win an Arizona staycation. You then get to go to Sanderson Ford and pick out whichever Ford vehicle you'd like to drive, from the Fusion to the F-250 and everything in between. They got that new Roush 700 horsepower Mustang they're auctioning off at Barrett Jackson. If I went in with sunglasses and shaved my mustache and said I was a staycation winner, think they'd give me that Roush Mustang?
I don't know. I think that's hopeful thinking.
Dream on.
Did you see, I think, who's the singer for Aerosmith?
Steven Tyler.
Did you see his car went for $800,000 yesterday?
What was it?
I have no idea.
But at Barrett Jackson, somebody spent $800,000.
And he donated 100% of the money to his charity, which benefits...
Steven Tyler?
Young girls who have experienced abuse.
Oh, nice.
Good for him.
Yeah. So there you go. Arizona Staycation. Only available one place on the entire planet. RosieOnTheHouse.com. Go register. We pick a winner every month.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.